Chazar Zeichen Neshav Baruch Yitzchak Shlag Mevam Yehudim Zechad Tainas Daf Tes. Rabbi Yochanan said Hashem may make rain fall for the need of even one person. Pasuk says Yiftach Hashem Licha for one person. But he only brings Parnasa, Bracha, meaning on all the crops, when it's merited by the Tzibur, because it says Hineni Mamtir Lochem. In fact, Mar Brisa says that the man was brought in the merit of Moshe, so we see that Parnasa comes even for the merit of one person. Mar says Moshe is considered to be a Tzibur, since he was a leader and davened for the Tzibur. Rav Huna Bar Manoach, Rav Shmuel Bar Idi, and Rav Chiya Mivastanya learned by Rava. When he died, they went to Rav Papa. When they didn't agree with something that Rav Papa said, they would make faces to each other, showing their feelings. Rav Papa saw this and felt bad. Rav Papa had a dream, in which the pasuk was read to him. The pasuk says va'achid eshloisha haroyim, meaning saying that these three people would die as a result of what they did. The next day, as they left, Rav Papa told them go in peace as a bracha to prevent them from dying. Rav Simon Bar Ashi would ask Rav Papa a lot of questions. One time, he saw Rav Papa saying tachlin and asking Hashem to save him from the embarrassment of Rav Simi's questions. Rav Simi accepted upon himself never to ask again. Rav Lakish also holds, based on a pasuk, that rain can be brought even for a single individual. In fact, he learns from a pasuk that rain may fall for even one of a person's fields and even for one grass in one of the fields. We find Rav Daniel by Katina would examine his fields daily and point out which row needed rain and which one did not, and it would taka then only rain on those rows that needed the rain. Rabbi Yosef, son of Rabbi Chanina, explained the word chazizim in the pasuk quoted by Rish Lakish to mean that Hashem creates clouds for each tzaddik that will water his personal field. Chazizim are explained to mean thin clouds in front of thicker clouds. These clouds are a sign of rain to come. Rabbi Yehuda said when a drizzle precedes a rain, it means it will be a full period of rain, as like when a sifter, when the flour first comes through slowly and then heavily. When the drizzle follows the rain, it means the rain is going to stop, like when a goat releases itself, it goes from a heavier flow to a lighter flow. Ula went to Babel and saw these chazizim clouds. He instructed all to bring their kalim in from the outdoors. He says it's going to start raining, but it ended up not raining. He said just like the people of Babel are liars, so too their clouds are liars. Ula went to Babel and saw that a basket full of dates only cost a zuz. He said, this is so cheap, and people here don't learn Torah all the time. That night he had big stomach issues from the dates that he ate. He said, a basket full of knives are only a zuz, and the people here are able to learn it all. Zach the Gemara Brice says, Rabbi Eliezer says, based on a pasuk, that the rainwater comes from the ocean, which evaporates and is then rained down from the clouds. Rabbi Shua asked, if so, the rainwater should be salty. He answered, no, the clouds sweeten the water. Rabbi Shua says, rainwater comes from the heavens. The clouds get filled up from the Shemayim, and the rain then gets watered down onto the ground through the clouds. The Brice then says that we learn from the Psukim that a day of rain is as great as the day of Maisa Bereish, the day of creation. Rabbi Yechanan explained the pasuk of Mashke Ahari Me'ali Yosef to mean that Hashem waters the mountains from heaven. That explanation must follow Rabbi Yeshua. Eliezer would explain the pasuk and say that since the water first goes into the clouds after it evaporates from the sea, so it's considered to be coming from the heavens as well. Rabbi Chanina explained the pasuk of Koines Kaneid Me'hayom Noisim Be'etzoris Tohim is to mean that the waters of the deep cause the storehouses to be full of grain. This explanation follows Rabbi Eliezer, because he says that the rain comes from the oceans. Rabbi Yeshua would explain the pasuk to be referring to the time of creation, when Hashem took the waters that covered the earth and stored them in the storehouses of the oceans.